Today, Shir Mishabur Yami, Yasimin Tuf Reish Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Tes. Misha Achazo Bulmus. Someone who has Bulmus that has overtaken them. What is Bulmus? It's on Yom Kippur, obviously. Holy Shabbat Mach Masri Avon. It's a sickness, an illness that comes based on a person being starving or being very hungry. Vesimana, what is the signs of such an illness? Shein of Kehos, Veino Yachol Leros. His eyes are very dimmed and he can't see. So machilin osto ad sheyiru einav, and you feed him until his eyes come back to normal. V'mein sham meichal shel heter, and if there is no permitted food to eat, machilin osto meichalis, so you even can give him food that is usher to eat, like nevela. V'mieish kan shnei minei isurim, and if there are two types of isurim in terms of eating, echad chomor mechavero, machilin osto hakal tchila. So for example, if it's a question of eating chelev or eating nevela, so obviously you eat nevela and not chelev, because chelev is more chomer than iser kare. So you feed him the more kal machal iser. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Sifkat nchafhei bulmus v'hu misukan lamus al yedei zeh. He is misukan lamus. He is in a situation where, because of the bulmus, he is in life-threatening situation. And when his appearance comes back, you know that he has been healed. The Isa Gemara, the Ikar Asimen Sheiru Einav, the main sign, the Gemara says, that he came back to himself and that his eyes are back and ready to roll. He's feeling better. When he could taste the difference, and he knows the difference between a good tasting dish and a bad tasting dish. Sif katon chaf vav ad she yairu einav mashmim lashon zed de bazeh ein tzarech l'tzamtzim. It sounds like from this lashon that when someone has bulmus, you do not have to go ahead and give less. You don't have to go and do what we've been talking about, give less than the shear and wait in between a kedei achilas pras, like you said yesterday. Someone who has bulmus, waiting in between eating small amounts could lead to sakana, and therefore we feed him straight until he comes back to himself. Now to the Ramah. Ramah says, im sarach le basar. What happens? We said that we feed him non-kosher, even non-kosher food, if he needs it. So what happens if he needs to eat, as we said, and he needs dafka meat? The yeshkan behema, and there is an animal, shetzrichin l'shachta, there's an animal in front of him that needs shchita, who busts a nevela, and is also an animal that's already dead, but it's a nevela, and it's not shechted, and it's mukhenes, it's already available. Ayin la'el simen shin chav ches, see what we said in shin chav ches, sif yadala thereby. So he says here, Mr. Brura, he spells it out, Sekon Chav Zayin, the Mevuar Sham, what do we see there? The Kevan Shu Tzarech Lecho La'altar, since he has to eat right away, Va'nevela Mukhenes, and Nevela is there before him, Mutav La'achilo Nevelos. It's better to go ahead and feed him Nevela than to go ahead and shecht it. Sif Yud. Cholesh Achal B'yom Akipurim, a chole that had to eat, and he ate on Yom Kippur, V'nis Yashev Daito, and he... This individual who ate on Yom Kippur and he's now feeling better, b'inyan sheyochol levarich, to the point where he can bench. Tzarech lahaskir shel Yom Kippurim b'birchas hamazon. He has to mention Yom Kippurim, meaning say Yalav Yavo, with Yom Kippur inside the Yalav Yavo. Sheoimer Yalav Yavo b'bonei Yerushalayim, meaning as I said, you say Yalav Yavo and mention Yom Kippurim in the benching in the Yalav Yavo that we say before, right? Bonei Yerushalayim in the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim before. Look at the Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Chav Ches, Cholesh Achal B'Yom Kippurim, V'chein Yesh Linhog L'Narim She'ochlim B'Yom Kippurim. The same thing applies to youngsters who are not yet fasting, and they eat, and they're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but they already reached the age of Chinuch. V'chein Hayoledes, and also a woman who gave birth, She'ena Mesana, who's not fasting and allowed to not fast. In Yalav Yavo, they mention Yom Kippur. Sif Katan Chav Tes, She'omer Yalav Yavo. Hatam, what's the reason why they mention Yom Kippur in the benching? Given the Be'etera Achal, since they're allowed to eat, Havale Yom Kippurim, so therefore Yom Kippur Kimoladidan is like for them, Yom Kippur is like for us, Shayom Tov, other Yom Tovim. We say, Yalav Yavo. Mimchal B'Shabbos, Oimer Ritzei V'Achizenu. And if Yom Kippur happens to fall out on Shabbos, so then you say both, Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Yesh Shemekilim Bezed. There are those that are Megil, and they say you don't say Shafili Yalav Yavo. You don't even say Yalav Yavo in Sarach Lomar. Shalos Siknu Ella B'makom Shemitzav Achilasa. Because the whole Takana of Yalav Yavo with Yom Kippur is not going to be Shaykh, because Yalav Yavo is only when there's a mitzvah to eat. Yalav Yavo instituted in benching, unlike, right, say, Shachris and Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur is instituted as part of the Yalav Yavo of Shachris. When it comes to benching, only the other Yom Tovim were instituted to say Yalav Yavo, because there's a mitzvah to actually eat. Here, there's no mitzvah to eat. All those other sudos, right, there was a mitzvah ba'achiloso. V'hu hadin she'ein lomar ritzei v'achlitzeinu kishachal b'shabbos. The same thing applies when it comes to ritzei on Shabbos. You do not say it according to these opinions. Yaakov Panim, kiddush b'vada ein l'asoso. But he said, but minimally, kiddush for sure should not be recited when one eats on Yom Kippur. The yesh chashash bracha l'vatola, because then there's already a concern for a bracha l'vatola to say kiddush. V'chein im shachach lomar yala v'yavo. Same thing applies if someone forgot to say Yalav Yavo, or Ritzei, Kishachal v'Shabbos, when it falls down on Shabbos, V'Niskar Achash Yisiyim Bonei Yerushalayim, where he remembers after he finishes, he says Bonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yachzor, he should for sure not go back and bench. So we see here is that there's a machlokes regarding whether L'chadchila to say Yalav Yavo and Ritzei in benching on Yom Kippur. Again, Ritzei if Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos. Kiddush for sure should not be recited according to the Mishnah Berurah, nor should it be repeated for sure if it was forgotten to say Yalav Yavo in the benching. And you'd say in the benching. Ad Kan.